part two of the Buzz Bubble interview with Rob Schwartz.
Exciting to be here in Skype. Thanks for me.
It's exciting for me every day.
Tell me a little bit about the culture and how important the culture is in people and the creative and how it affects the whole being of Shantae.
Well, I culture is a word that's not thrown around lightly here. And it's when you come to this agency, you come to a place that has a philosophy, that has a culture that existed before you. And your job is to not only keep the culture going, but to grow it. And I know that when I was on the outside, 11 years ago, I always wanted to be in those doors. I always wanted to be inside that binocular, at the famous binocular building, because there was something about the mystique of the agency. And when I got to the agency, I realized that the mystique is quite palpable, but it's not going to happen, through osmosis. Like every day I think about it, what are ways we can keep this culture going? And the big, pillars on the culture is exceptional work and exceptional people and a feeling and a knowledge that through creativity we can solve any problem.
And that's wonderful, I guess, when you bring in new talent, you see that desire to look in and say, wow, and it's lived up to everything I thought it might be. And
yeah, I mean, one of the things I remember distinctly, and again, I've been here in over 11 years, I remember sitting in my first meeting, and I just observed, one part intimidation, but one part because it was fascinating. And what I observed is that, oh, she's smart. Wow, that guy's smart. Wow, that guy's even smarter than that guy. Oh, she's tough. I mean, everybody around the table was so revved up, charged up, and brilliant that it made me raise my game. And I think that's one of the, we talk about Lee as our, as our beacon, and there's a lot about the agency that, everything in the agency is Lee. But when you look around the agency and you experience the agency and you work with the agency, you go, oh my God, there are so many good people here.
Speaking of Lee, let's move to one of my questions about Lee's famous approach to selling work to clients is basically don't make more work. Generate more ideas. Hundreds of great ideas die in here every day. What's your perspective on selling the work to a client? And for me, as an agency owner, it's tough when it's helping them understand your approach. But when is it selling and when is it helping? It's a tough line, and I still don't know where the line is.
That's a great question. I don't think we sell work. I think we come to a common point of view. I'm sure everybody in New York who's watching this just rolled their eyes and went, oh, New Age California, we came to a point of view. But I think that, if you're selling, if you're dancing, if you're pushing, you probably don't have the audience with you. And I think if you are coming to work together, you're coming to the insights and you're coming to the revelations together, and by the time the creative is exposed, the best clients and the best presentations and the best ideas have this sense of going, of course it has to be that idea. So what that does is it puts a lot of onus on the prep work before, knowing the audience, knowing audience behaviors in particular. And I think audience behavior is the key today. I mean, I'll give it to every competitor in the business. We have to know how the audience behaves. Once you have that insight, then you're open to how you want to use that information. So first, you really have to know the audience. And then secondly, you really have to know the competitive landscape really well, for the clients to understand it. And then you're going to need an idea. We call it a disruptive idea. You need an idea that's basically going to stop and make someone go, wait a minute, I gotta listen to that a little closer. Something's there. And ultimately, it's one of these things that for the audience, for the for the people who are going to consume it and then go buy stuff or take on a service, they have to go, I hear you, I love that, and I think that's going to make my life better. There's got to be a little bit of utility within that.
Right. Where is research in the process? Is that item one, and how do you get in and unlock that insight to what makes these consumers tick when it comes to taking a sip of Pepsi and going,
I was going, to your question, although that was, I do love me my diet cherry. You know, research is one of those things that it gets such a bad rap. But we love research, particularly early in the process and late in the process. Early in the process, we want to know stuff. I think a lot of agencies now are calling it anthropology. I like to call it brain food. You know, feed our creative teams. Like what, you know, whether it's what's going on in terms of, you know, just the overall zeitgeist in the world, what's in the specific to the audience we're trying to talk to, feed us, bring us a lot of stuff. That's the first piece of it. The second piece of it, particularly on the back end, is when you have ideas, it's great to share them with, you know, with consumers, because that's kind of your beta. You know, that's they used to call it, you know, now they call it crowdsourcing in a way. It's a way to crowdsource your ideas. You're not asking the consumer to generate the idea, but you're asking the consumer to reflect upon it and give you the clues what's working and what's not. So nobody's hung up on research killing stuff here.
Not just general research, but a lot of focus group work. Say, taking it out to the public and trying it, testing it. I mean, I've seen that in the Apple brand, you know. When they release a product, evident that this has been tested, it's put in front of real people. And
I think it's just, it's a healthy relationship to research, I guess you can call it. And I think for, you know, planning, you know, has to change. You know, it is changing, but it has to accelerate. It's changed, because I want to come back to this upfront piece. We need this brain food. I see planning as having two key roles. The first role is to brain feed, to bring in the to help us come up with you know, sparks of notions and sparks of ideas. The second part of planning is what I like to call the defending. So you have brain feeding and you're defending, and that's the point where the work is done. And rather than have a creative person come in and lay their heart on a sleeve on the table, it's nice for the creative people to present the work, and then they sit back, and a guy comes up or a woman comes up who has this professorial air, and they tell you piece by piece why this is the right thing to do. And it's very left brain, and it's very almost empirical. It's like, but of course, this is why you do this idea. We don't always do that, but in a perfect world, I love that.
What about the young folks who are looking at advertising saying, wow, what a cool thing, I should do that. What advice for those folks that run away? No. What's some advice for the young folks getting involved in advertising?
What I've seen recently is that there is a lot of the young people who really want to get into the business. The generation ahead of me, I think it was Jerry Del Femina, who had a great line, which was, it's the most fun you can have with your pants on. I might be misrepresenting the quote, but the gist of it was that it is really fun. So I think at any level of the business, you know, it's definitely fun. I think the other thing that is great about it is that you can use all parts of your being. I mean, it's a physical business. You need a lot of energy to be in advertising. Right. But you use a lot of your brain, and you find parts of your brain that you didn't know you had. And I think, you know, it's a real challenge. And I think that's, again, especially people coming from school and you're used to having your brain be challenged, it's going to be exponential in terms of the challenges. And I think the last piece to it is that you get to dip into a lot of different pools. You know, you get to understand and think about, on one day the beverage business, or another day you can think about the car business, or another day you can think about where phones are going.
Right.
I mean, what other career allows you to play in so many businesses? And then, by the same token, you get to make things.
Right.
So I don't know what else you do in this world. I mean, your job's good, but
it's all right. You know, it's pretty.
That's it for part two of The Buzz Bubble with Rob Schwartz. Tune in next week for part three.